West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
The truth be known, it needs to be preached from the pulpit. I know there is separation of church and state, but somebody has to be a beacon of light to share where a nation is headed. And I'm glad it's going out over the air, because America is at a crossroad. 8 years ago, I preached the message similar to this about the crossroad that America would experience, and we are seeing it this very day. The people selected a man called Saul. So in chapter 13 through chapter 15, we see King Saul reign and how a couple of events that brought about God's rejection of the king. Both of these events had to do with Saul disobedient to the direct command of God. My brothers and sisters, when God issues a command, it will not change. For God's word will not fail. And the reason for that is that he speaks reality. Saul was a warrior king. And God requires that Saul would deliver his people from the oppression of the Philistine. And in that 13th chapter, we see what happened. Saul is ready to wage war with the Philistine army. But he had been told to wait 7 days until the prophet Samuel would come and offer a sacrifice, pronouncing the blessings of God over the warriors of Israel. And Saul did wait, but he did not wait long enough. The men of Israel grew fearful, and many began to flee. And they feared, although Saul waited that 7 day until the time, he didn't wait for Samuel's arrival on that day. Out of Saul's pride and arrogance, for he was the king, Saul stepped in and offered the sacrifices himself, hoping to rally the troop for the impending war. And in chapter 15, verse 22, we see the statement, to obey is better than sacrifice. My brothers and sisters, there are some who come to church for all sorts of religious reasons. Some are here because your parents made you be here. Others, maybe because that's what your family does and it's a tradition. And still others out of some religious obligation, thinking that you can win the favor of God by being faithful to some ritual. And some are here because of a genuine desire to worship the Lord God and be drawn to a close relationship into his presence. Antioch, to obey is better than sacrifice. God is more concerned with our relationship than he is with our religious rituals. Why do we wear black on certain days? And why do we wear white on certain Sundays? To obey is better than sacrifice. We are told in Hosea 6:6, I delight in loyalty rather than sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Come as you are. And the prophet Joel said, return to me with all your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and rent your hearts and not your garments. And the words of Jesus himself are piercing when he quoted what God said through the prophet Isaiah. These people honor me with their lips, but their heart are far from me. In vain do they worship me. Matthew 15:7-10. It's not that God is unconcerned with our outward expression of our faith. It's that God desires our outward expression to be genuine. Reflection of an authentic and an intimate relationship that we have with him. As I close, Saul would have been a great king. He would have been a great king. And God would have honored him as the leader of the nation. Yeah, it was David who ultimately, but Saul had it all, it was all in his hands. But he did something he wasn't supposed to do. He didn't follow the plan. He disobeyed. By trying to worship God, he did not follow God's mandate. Wait 7 days until Samuel get here. You don't have the authority to make the sacrifices. That's a priestly line. God has designated who he wants to be in charge of what he wants. Do not get ahead of God's purpose, for when we have anything to do with it. Saul had everything. He would have been named that over the nation of Israel, but because he couldn't wait. But they that wait upon the Lord, because we can't see it, and we listen to stuff that we shouldn't be listening to, and we step ahead of God before it's time. And God said, your time isn't like my time. Your ways are not like my way. Your thoughts are not like mine. I have given a mandate. I have commanded this. There is a crossroad for a people as well as for a nation. The nation of Israel wanted a king, but God wanted a nation to understand that he would send them a king of kings and lord of lords. And that king would reign over that nation forever. And the word, or the world, would know him. And his name is Jesus. God had established a mandate for us to follow. If my people shall call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will they hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. If America is to be healed, America has to select a godly leader. For what we see today and what we're experiencing today may be the beginning of the foundation. Is it the Liberty Bell that's cracked? It may be shattered. Because we're buying something that is not of God. And there's a world that have embraced a lie. Who's the father of a lie? And a nation that said, in God we trust, now is embracing a lie. Israel, as great as it was, went through 70 years of captivity simply because the nation of Israel under Jeremiah would not hear God, worshiping other gods. And yet God loved them. And one thing I can say about God, we all have done things that displease him. But I have shared with you on so many times, God ain't trying to judge nobody. He will, but that's not his main objective. God's objective is for us to be saved. And he sent his son to make it easy for us. The son went to a cross called Calvary. His son suffered and died. A son said, Father, forgive them, those that who have sinned. And that's Romans 3:23 said all of us have done it. So there's no need of us saying that we're good. No, we're not good. Let's just be honest. We are not. Because even when we try to do good, we're thinking something that ain't right. And so if we are true with God, if we just open up and say, God, I know I've messed up, he will say, I've already made a provision for that. And when we trust the Lord and believe and accept his Lord, accept his son as our personal savior, he will welcome us into his kingdom. Not all will do it. Not all will accept him. But I share with so many in my Bible studies and even in the church how the day you accept the Lord, repent of your sin, and accept the Lord, you're heaven bound. Your name is stamped in the Lamb's book of life. Woe be unto those whose name is not stamped in that book, but is in the white, great white throne judgment. The Lord is speaking to the hearts and speaking to the nation. 8 years ago, I wrote the first Crossroad. 8 years ago, we're seeing the fulfillment of what I said 8 years ago about what America was about to face. 8 years ago, when the person was on the birth of being about to come into power. And now if we choose to put that person in power, we better be prepared to accept what he's about to put this nation through. Because he will do exactly like Saul had given orders to do. Your children will be his servants and his maid. Your field, your money. Let me stop. Because you're hearing it right now. Your Social Security, your Medicare. Don't care. They don't care. There's no heart anymore. Now we know why the Lord says, I've given you this great commandment. Love God and love your neighbor. But the enemy will not love God and the enemy will not love his neighbor. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people now. I'm talking about the one who is implementing a spirit into the world that is telling the world to fight against God and fight against our neighbor. And everywhere we look and everywhere we go, there is division in the world. And it's coming right in our neighborhood. I'm talking about home, America. Which direction will you take? The doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT and KQJO FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it.